What we're doing with this is we're really going to be mashing up a bunch of different data sets and trying to find a way to, you know, present them to the public in a real simple way so that they can get things. And, of course, you know, with the underlying data that's available, you know, make that available to journalists, researchers, academics, whatever, so they can do much more in-depth, take, you know, plumbing this data.
And what is the data? Are you going to use the data sets that are on data.gov, or what data sets do you actually use?
There's, you know, the plan is to try to use as much public data as possible, and that includes stuff on data.gov. We're also going to be requesting information from agencies, and if we have to, you know, we may even use Freedom of Information Act requests to try to pry loose some of the better data sets that we think are important to make this, you know, to really give a picture of what's going on.
We're talking to Bill Allison. He's an editorial director of the Sunlight Foundation, and we're talking about a really remarkable thing. It's called National Data Apps. So walk people through how this will actually work.
You know, what we're hoping is that for the user experience, you know, you have your mobile phone, and, you know, just as an example, one of the kinds of things we've been talking about. You're trying to pick, you've been referred by your doctor to, let's say, a testing lab, and you click on the app and you start, you know, you put in the name of the organization that, you know, you've been sent to, the Jones's lab or whatever it happens to be. Maybe you need to get a blood test, maybe you need to get an x-ray for your knee or your hip or something, and we'd present data showing, you know, what their normal rate of reimbursement is, what the average is for your county, what the average is for the state, what the average is for the country. Have they had adverse reports? Have they had, you know, any bad information about them? You know, maybe some information on, you know, what kind of, you know, if they have any kind of relationship with, you know, the physician who referred
right.
you. I mean, that's actually illegal, but in a lot of cases. But anyway, but that would be the kind of information we would try to put out, ownership information and so on. And you know, maybe even if there's, you know, customer surveys or things like that, include that. And so you kind of make a decision that, gee, maybe I don't want to go to the place I was referred to, and maybe I should ask for a different lab to go to.
And so, and for developers, they are you trying to tap developers, or who actually builds these?
This will probably be built mostly in-house, and really, you know, kind of the first part is like a very kind of journalistic component where we're spending a lot of time looking at data, asking how it's collected, what it means, where it comes from, what time period it comes from, and trying to figure out which data sets kind of go together and speak to one another, and then at some point we'll pivot off and we'll probably be our internal labs developers who will start taking the data that we've assembled and cleaning it up and making it, or I'm sorry, not cleaning up, but, you know, making it into applications and figuring out, you know, what pieces of it, and then there's a design element, of course, to make it, you know, really user-friendly and very accessible to the average person.
And so people will start seeing these apps how long?
We are hoping to roll out the first one at the end of March 2011.
Wow. So pretty quickly.
It seems a long way away because we've also been swamped.
It doesn't seem a long way away. Thanks.
Yeah, it's not that long. So we are really busy. We have a great team of people working on it, led by right now Sarah Dorsey is the researcher in charge looking at it and pulling things together. And we've, you know, we have like a great group of media partners who are giving us, you know, journalists, university professors, academics, and so on, heads of associations who are giving us feedback. And we've really been, you know, lucky to work with some great people on this. And, you know, I mean, it is really daunting, but I think we'll be able to make it through it, maybe just by the skin of our teeth, but
yeah.
We'll make that deadline.
And will there be, this comes, part of how you're doing this is a 2-year grant coming from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.
Right. And the Knight Foundation has been very, very, you know, they've supported a lot of the work that we've done in the past on you know, PolitiWidgets and Influence Explorer and TransparencyData.com and some of the other sites that we've built, and they've been really fantastic to work with, and they're supporting this with it is a 2-year grant, and it's for this and a few other things, and we're really, really excited about it and really grateful to the fine folks at Knight.
And so this would be, you will see a number of different apps over starting in March, and then this will be an iterative thing as you get more data and build more apps, or...
I think that's exactly how we're going to try to approach it. But there are, you know, 4 different subject areas that we've promised, and, you know, we know that we're looking at healthcare. We expect to be looking at a kind of a banking consumer finance type of application. And then we're kicking around the last 2. We've talked about environment. We've talked about education. We've even talked about, at least internally, the 2012 presidential election and making data available for folks who are following the presidential races.
And for feds who may be interested, may have had an idea, they say, hey, we have this great data set. There are some great applications. Are there ways for people to be involved in either suggesting things or having some kind of conversation or something like that?
Boy, you know, we do not have a formal mechanism yet, but anybody is free to email me, and I'm happy to give up the email ballison@sunlightfoundation.com, and I'd love to hear from them, and we should set up a formal process and get a page up where people can submit things.
And we'll also have a link to the Sunlight Foundation's blog post on this, and so even comments, posting a comment if
is always a... We do read all our comments. We would love the suggestions, because we, you know, it is... You know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, a big portion of this is anticipating what's useful for people or what they need or what they want. And, you know, while we all have, you know, our own experiences, it's not as if we're experts in, you know, market research or anything like that, which is one of the reasons why we put together the advisors to help us. But, you know, I would love suggestions from the public.
And are there... I forgot my question went right out of my mind. Oh, so right now you're in the phase of collecting what data sets you're looking at, and then deciding from that you'll decide what apps you do?
That's kind of the way, you know, because, you know, obviously, you know, it'd be great to do an app, you know, with, and I don't know, like, just to give an example that would, you know, pick the best doctor for you. Obviously, that's a hugely subjective choice.
Right.
But there really isn't data available that, you know, you could responsibly do that. I mean, you could, you know, so I think that, you know, we're somewhat limited by what the government collects data on. And we're not going to limit ourselves to government data. If there's a good source that's, you know, private or nonprofit collects, you know, we'd be happy to talk to them and hopefully get them to contribute. So, but really, you know, the big question is, you know, what's being counted, what's being turned into numbers, what data is available, and that's a hugely limiting factor for what you're going to do with this kind of application.
And I imagine, I mean, the preference would be to have the data sets that are done in machine-readable format, so you can just tap into those data sets. You're not constantly having to maintain a database on your own and do that, right?
Oh, yeah, it's hugely labor-intensive to try to type in documents or that kind of thing. So, yeah, we would much prefer it to begin with something that's electronic, and I think that actually of necessity we're going to have to. And, you know, and again, that's another limiting factor. At the same time, though, you know, we're confident that there's a lot of data out there, including stuff that, you know, I don't think that maybe, you know, reporters or the public has ever discovered before. And I'm hoping that we can find some of those data sets and really, and, you know, get them to the light of day, either by a Freedom of Information Act or through the Open Government Directive, and really provide some useful applications for citizens.
Take a step back, because earlier this, and just a couple days ago, there was this report that looked at how people view government openness and transparency, and the view is pretty mediocre right now. Overall, I think out of 100, government overall got about a 42. Almost my sense is people look at things like this, like the national data apps, and they don't connect that to open government.
It's, you know, it's a really strange thing that, you know, and I think that, you know, because at least in my experience, having followed Washington since pretty closely 1994 and working with government disclosures, I mean, in many ways it's better than it's ever been. The internet makes it, you know, so much easier to access the information. You have more information from Congress that we've ever had before on things like earmarks and spending. You have government agencies, I think, are actually not, you know, it's a mixed bag on disclosure by the executive branch. But that being said, there are better ways to access it and better ways to get to it. I think, though, that a lot of times the public perception of Congress and the executive branch comes from, you know, I think it can really be influenced by news stories. You know, we've got two very high-profile ethics trials coming up after the election. It can be influenced by, you know, the economy. It can be influenced by, you know, a lot of different factors that go beyond just, you know, really looking at how much data and information is the government putting out. And, you know, and let me just add, though, I mean, you know, as even though it's in some respects better, Freedom of Information is, you know, it's questionable whether that's better. Associated Press has done some studies finding that government drags its feet and certain agencies even withheld data because it was politically sensitive. So there's always room for improvement, and, you know, and we're going to hope to be at the forefront of that and trying to push government to be much better about what it releases and how quickly it releases it.